Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Monday, January 20th. Lake effect snow is expected in the region today, 10 plus centimeters on the way. Snow squall warnings are in place across Bruce and Gray counties. Let's check the Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Highways 6, 9, 10, 21, and 26 reported as partly snow covered this morning, with some bare sections and fair visibility for the most part. County roads around the region snow covered with icy spots. We do have some bus cancellations to pass along, brought to you by Bay West Nissan and Leon's Owen Sound. All school buses in Bruce and Gray counties are canceled today. Schools are open. There's some in the community who are speaking out with concerns about a proposed energy storage facility in Erin Eldersley. An open house for the Terra Best Battery Storage Project will be held tomorrow at the Terra Community Center. And Brad McDonald says he's helped organize a petition that will be brought forward.
There's lots of area in Ontario that's covered in rock or whatever that's not farmable anyways, and it's a much safer spot. Like, this is just, it's very close to a river and, like I said, very close to the Terra water source.
The Terra Best Energy Storage Facility is proposed by Neoen on Concession Road 4 in Erin Eldersley. It was approved by the Independent Electricity System Operator last year. The facility would use batteries to store and discharge electricity to and from Ontario's grid. The OPP have made an arrest in connection with a series of grocery thefts in Thornbury. Investigators say hundreds of dollars worth of stuff was taken from the same store in three different occurrences over the last week. Saturday evening, police arrested a 37-year-old Gray County man inside the store and charged him with theft. An outdoor rink in Eugenia could be on the move this winter. Gray Highlands Council asked staff to look into a request from the Eugenia District Community Improvement Association. Chairperson Ron Barnett says the Eugenia Beach parking lot makes more sense than the community park for the rink this year.
Because there's no water at the community park, we've had to truck it in.
On the national news, with only hours to go until Donald Trump is sworn in as U.S. president, Canadian officials say they have no idea whether he's going to carry out his threat to tax Canadian imports, but Canada has a preliminary list of U.S. imports that would be hit with retaliatory tariffs. To escape the cold today, Trump has moved his inauguration ceremony indoors. And Chrystia Freeland has officially kicked off her campaign for Liberal leadership. She addressed supporters in Toronto yesterday and went on the offensive against Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre, whose party has a huge lead on the Liberals in polls.
If Pierre Poilievre is elected, he will be on the first flight to Mar-a-Lago to kiss the ring. He will bend down and sell us out.
Government House Leader Karina Gould and former Bank of Canada Governor Mark Carney are also vying to become the next leader of the federal Liberals. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stock futures little changed in pre-market trading this morning ahead of the inauguration of Donald Trump. U.S. markets are closed today to mark Martin Luther King Jr. Day on the heels of Friday's rally when the Dow was up 334 points to 43,487. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ advanced as well, while the TSX closed 220 points higher. Bitcoin trading more than a quarter point up this morning to over 106,000 U.S. The price of oil little changed at 78 per barrel, while gold's also trading flat, 2740 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 69.14 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by RE/MAX. The Bills beat the Ravens 27-25. Baltimore had a chance to tie it late, but a wide open Mark Andrews couldn't make the catch on a two-point convert. After the game, Lamar Jackson deflected from that drop and said it was the three turnovers that cost the Ravens the game. The Bills visit the Chiefs for the AFC Championship on Sunday. KC's ended Buffalo's season in three of the past 4 years. Eagles got by the Rams 28-22. Saquon Barkley was the difference. He rushed for over 200 yards and had two touchdowns. The Eagles host the NFC Championship game against Washington. The Commanders upset the Lions on Saturday. The College Football National Championship is tonight. Notre Dame faces Ohio State. Montreal had an OT win over the Rangers. The Habs have the league's best record since December 17th. Ottawa extended its point streak to six straight with a win against New Jersey, and Dallas defeated Detroit. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. Sam Barrett had a pair of goals as the Hanover Barons downed the Mitchell Hawks 5-3 in the PJHL yesterday, and the Walkerton Capitals fell 4-2 to the Fergus Whalers. In Meaford, the Knights lost 8-4 to the Ville-Marie Pirates, and senior hockey, the Ontario Elite League, the Durham Thundercats lost 8-3 to the Ripley Wolves. You can always find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Flurries, squalls, and blowing snow today. There are snow squall warnings in place across the region. 10 to 15 centimeters expected. Cold as well, a high of minus 12, feeling more like minus 22. Tonight, more snow, 10 to 15 centimeters and a low of minus 17. Flurries, squalls, and blowing snow tomorrow and minus 11.